Number 12.
Item number 12, from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting authorization to establish in writing the existing standards of practice regarding the application of delinquent property tax payments by county treasurers in the state of Wisconsin.
Mr. Delaberry.
Mr. Chairman, this is a uniform application formula for all state treasuries around the state. I realize that we didn't have any formal approval of it. It's a policy we've been using for the 10 years I've been treasurer, and it avoids a double whammy of having to both keep separate books and also have title searchers not be aware that we're not paying rows taxes sequentially first year first. So this is a good policy that's been in place, and I just need formal approval of the policy.
What's the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was some discussion with the Director of Economic Development.
Yes.
About the large number of homes that will be coming to the county's way that are, I think, tax foreclosed on. Mm-hmm. Just wanted you to touch on that because it looks like it touches on what you're bringing up forth here. I know we did invest over $800,000 in funds to help foreclosure initiatives and
yes.
home buying. So. I know the process will be changed under the director's proposed ordinance change so that it could be a quicker process. But there was also concern that the amount of homes actually coming to the county could be a different amount. I think he claimed 60, and there might be a difference in opinion. So I just wanted you to touch on that since you were on the topic.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to respond to that, or are you just calling it to my attention? We go through a very thorough foreclosure prevention process. We work with the Take Roots program in Milwaukee. We only deal with houses in the suburbs, none in the city of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We take great pride in the fact that we send notices. We advise people on counseling services that are credible to avoid the predators that are out there that often prey upon people with delinquent mortgages or delinquent taxes. The program that you set up is basically going to be work with delinquent mortgages rather than delinquent taxes. We also set up payment plans with people. So we really pride ourselves in how few foreclosures there are. For the entire year of 2008, we're only foreclosing in 45 houses. So we're closely to try to minimize that. We don't want people's houses. We just want to be sure that people know they have to pay their taxes. And we have to foreclose if they don't. That's our process. This way of applying the taxes is simply good bookkeeping. Governmental accounting processes that call for this type of accounting.
And the amount of homes coming to the county in 2014 is estimated at 60. Do you agree with that?
What was the number you said?
60 homes coming to the county.
It was 45 the last time around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of Supervisor Jerzyk?
Move adoption.
Supervisor Jerzyk moves to adopt the resolution in item number 12. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing no indication of such, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Haas?
Excused.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.